not.
The Beatles.
Those circuses on the air.
When the president does it,
sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Once again, it's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. So Dave and I do this little history segment called This Is History on my show every week. And we look back in time and historical moments in politics and pop culture. And a little bit of history about Memorial Day today, the true meaning of Memorial Day. It started out as Decoration Day?
Yes. As a matter of fact, my father still refers to it as Decoration
Day. Does he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a generational thing because that's
sure.
what it was called. And it was named a federal holiday, I think, around 1971. Does that sound right?
Yeah, 1967.
67.
Lyndon Johnson, yeah.
Oh,
so
I was close.
You were close. You were close. It started out as Decoration Day, which unofficially began around the time of the Civil War
just
ending,
after
I think.
The Civil War, yes.
Yeah. And when people started visiting the graves of fallen soldiers. So various cities claim to have originated the tradition, including Waterloo, New York, I believe is what ended up winning out that claim in 1966 when President Johnson officially designated its birthplace. The Grand Army of the Republic, a group of former Union soldiers, requested the observance. The organization's leader, General John Logan, said the day should be designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. The oldest Memorial Day parade, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. New York was the first state to declare it a holiday. This year's Memorial Day traffic, just some other fun little tips here, is expected to be one of the highest all weekend long in 10 years.
Yeah.
And they'd say despite traffic and gas prices aren't really that high right now. I mean, comparatively where we've been, they have been higher, absolutely. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Americans will eat about 8 billion hot dogs, which is about right.
I will consume some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Not all 8 billion, but
okay,
some of them.
All right. Arlington National Cemetery averages about 30 funerals a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that I did not know.
Yeah, yeah. From World War II and Vietnam and Korea and so forth. Most municipalities will fly their flags at half staff until noon in recognition of Memorial Day. And at 3 p.m., the U.S. will take a minute of silence for the National Moment of Remembrance. Former President Bill Clinton signed that act, establishing that in 2000. Now, today I want to remember a true American hero, a personal friend of mine. His name was Captain Shane Mahaffey. It was 11 years ago this month that Shane lost his life in the service of his country. He was born in 1969 in Champaign. Later in 1991, was commissioned a second lieutenant in the Army. And while on active reserves, he graduated and moved to Waukegan and began the practice of law. He continued the practice until becoming activated by the Army in January of 2006. He was advanced to the rank of captain in 1998. He departed in February 2006 to serve his country. On May 5th, 2006, Shane was critically wounded by an IED while on patrol south of Baghdad. And as a result of his injuries, he received immediate medical attention and was transferred to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. He remained under treatment until he succumbed to his wounds on May 15th, 2006.
This was a classmate of yours.
This was a friend of mine. Friend of mine, not classmate. I didn't go to school with him. Friend of mine. Shane was a loving husband to his wife, Jennifer, dear father to his children, Adelia and Ethan, and a cherished son, brother, and good friend to all who touched his life. Very famous quote, you know, when you see a soldier, be sure to shake his hand or her hand. Let the soldier know you're grateful for the protection of the military affords our land. But most of all, express your thanks for every soldier's personal sacrifice in order to serve our country. They risk their entire lives. That is Captain Shane Mahaffey. Now, one of the best Memorial Day speeches I've ever heard was President Reagan's speech at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in 1995. Let's take a listen.
Sometime back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman. For we're never quite good enough to them. Not really, we can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
As was President Ronald Reagan in 1985 at the Veterans Memorial for Vietnam.